Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hello there.
Hi, it's Jaesu here at the Burlington Toy Con. Toy Show? Is it Toy Show or Toy Con?
Toy Show.
Toy Show.
Toy Show. Where's the Toy Con? Hello? Someone throws a freaking bone here. Is this the Toy Show or Toy Con?
I believe it is Toy Con.
Is it a Toy Con or Toy Show?
I have no idea. I'm just freak out. I sit here and try to look pretty.
Burlington Toy Show.
Show.
Hi, Burlington
show.
Toy Show.
Toy Show.
We can edit all that out.
Throw us a freaking bone here next time. Yeah, we need the info.
And we're here with the legendary Dr. Steven once again. How's it going? How have you been, sir?
I've been fantastic.
Cool.
Like my little...
Very nice.
Yeah, bobblehead.
I was going to ask you, I think I saw that there's Steve-O plushies out now?
We do have some Dr. Steve-O plushies, yeah.
Cool.
They were made for London, the Four City Comic Con, for a friend of mine, the opera plushies. All those ghosts, he's got some sort of disease inside. It's eating away at his bones. I don't know what it's called. I'm sorry. I really am. Uh-huh. And all the proceeds go to the... to the foundation, right, for the charity event.
Very
so
nice.
I said, hey, I'm going to be here next time. I wouldn't mind a couple plushies. You know, I'll buy one, but if you want to make more, we'll sell them all. Anything that you sell all goes to your charity.
Oh,
I'll just
great.
Be there to sign it.
That's great, actually.
So it's kind of cool. I had a plushie. I got a bobblehead.
Nice. How's your day been here at the toy show today?
It's been pretty cool. I saw some really interesting characters here. You know, that the Star Wars thing, the Donk Droid or whatever.
I never knew that had a name. I always called it the robot that looked like a barbecue.
I thought it was just like a Rubik's Cube walking or something. I don't know.
My daughter thought it was a walking litter box.
Okay, here, little guy, come here. This is the guy that wore the Donk Droid stuff.
Oh, wow.
Here.
Very cool costume, actually.
There you go. That's because the camera's up there. That's what he looks like underneath the metal.
That was well done, actually. Good job.
Yeah, come here. Can you talk to us?
Sure.
So, your dad makes a lot of costumes for you, right?
Seven.
All right, what are your favorites? I'm going to have you look up that one. Well, you've been the Donk Droid, which you saw today. How is that walking around in that?
Hard, kind of.
Hard, kind of, yeah. Could you see really well?
Yeah. Pretty
yeah?
Well.
But you, like, knock people over and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now, I remember you. Your other awesome costume was Lego Boba Fett.
Oh, that was an awesome one.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. You find that easier or this easier to walk around in?
This one.
Right. So how many costumes do you have? Seven?
Yeah.
Seven? Which ones are they? You've got your Donk.
Wait, I have my excavator when I was a little guy, my bad guy, my vampire, my Boba Fett, my Gonkoid, my Tusken Raider, and my bat.
Your bat. Oh, yeah, I remember the bat. You clonked me on the head with it. That really hurt, you know. I told him to attack me, and he really did. He just went too fast or slipped, and poof, gave me a freaking concussion. It was terrible. I'd show you, but sadly, you know, the video is all blurry. Or was it my vision? I don't remember too much. Cool. And then you make the costume. You help your dad with the costumes, or?
Not really.
No? But you're his little project, right?
Yeah, I saw him make the feet.
Yeah?
He took foam and he like cut holes in it and then he like cut some and put it in layers and up. But I didn't see the rest because it was at nighttime and I was sleeping.
Oh, so you got the easy job. You just get to walk around and...
He only got a couple hours of sleep so he's grumpy.
Wow. So you get to hide in there, wouldn't you? Right? And be safe?
Nice.
Nice. Very cool. So you know what your dad has planned for you next time?
No idea yet. But he might not get it finished.
Are you worried about it or excited about it?
I'm kind of worried that he won't get it finished.
Oh, okay.
But I can help him.
Yeah.
But I'll probably... I don't know how to do it that well.
He'll teach you.
Yeah.
Right now you're his little model. Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we saw the pictures from Hamilton Comic Con with Vern Troyer and you and all your buddies, and you looked like you were having the time of your life.
It was. Hamilton was awesome.
Yeah.
Vern Troyer is like he's like a box of gold. You just look at him, and he smiles. He's got this personality, and the only way to explain it is like sunshine is coming from him. He's just so happy that you want to take him home, and you put him on your arm, and just like take him home, and like, hey, how are you doing? He's just such a great guy.
Looked like a real happy guy in all the photos we saw from it, too.
He was. He was having a good time.
That was good.
Cool. I introduced him to my ape friend. You know, she was dressed up as, you know, Caesar, and made him kiss, and that was kind of freaky.
Nice. Thing that surprised me lately, I got a copy of the Captain Canuck comic that came out. Saw your name mentioned in it. Saw that. Were you on the cartoon as well?
I was in the cartoon. That's correct. Yeah.
That was pretty awesome, actually.
I was one of the thugs that got his butt kicked. The first image you see in the Captain Canuck web series is me. It's some bald guy, ugly guy with a, you know, goatee. That was me, but they decided, you know, to go with my mean look instead. And then I got my butt kicked.
Cool. How'd you get involved with that project?
It was part of the Kickstarter.
Okay.
You know, contribute a little bit of cash to, you know, get, say, a DVD, or if you want yourself as an extra, you contribute a bit more. If I get your butt handed to you, have a fight, well, you go with it. And me coming back overseas, like, yeah, it's Captain Canuck, why the hell not? You know, let's go for it.
Very nice. Very nice.
I had the income at the time.
Very cool. So I know you've been at this for a while, but do you have a favorite moment of any convention you've ever been to?
It's a hit and miss. I just look back at some of the videos, and I've forgotten a lot of the stuff I've really, really enjoyed. It's just... Seriously, I can't really say.
Much, right? Like,
there is so much. There's way too much.
Yeah, just trying to categorize.
A favorite. I mean, some of the people I've met, I tried to categorize one or two, but suddenly it's like three or four and five people. Yeah. I mean, right now I'm having a good time. I mean, I got this bobblehead and people are laughing their asses off. I met that little donk guy. I mean, that was amazing. I'm thrilled. This is something new.
That's
and there's
cool.
Ant-Man right there.
Fantastic.
And then I got a kiss from an awesome lady, except I don't remember it because, you know, I blacked out.
That was for good luck.
It was for good luck. Her good luck or my good luck?
Yes.
Because Mini-Me just made an appearance.
Well, then.
This guy. Not sure what you're thinking.
Sure.
See?
Because I was thinking.
So was I. So was I.
Right. That's why he's shaking his head. Just saying.
So where are you going to be next? What appearances do you have lined up?
I'm going to something called the Ontario Toy Con, the 80s Toy Con.
Okay.
That's because they're going to have Animal from Legion of Doom.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be a guest there and taking pictures with fans, but he's going to have his makeup on and his shoulder patch.
And where is that located?
That's going to be in Mississauga,
yeah.
The Delta Hotel and stuff. You're going to have to look it up, the 80s Toy
That's
Show,
cool.
February 1st.
Nice.
I'm going to be at that one.
Nice.
For sure.
Okay. Well, hey, man, thanks a lot. It was great seeing you again. We always look forward to seeing you at these shows. Awesome guy, and we appreciate all the help you've given us.
I didn't give you help. I just sit here and pick on you and talk to you and stuff.
It's and
just
that's
having
fine.
A good time.
Unnecessary zoom?
Just kind of low. Close up.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
For sure. It's a pleasure talking to you again.
Thank you.
And you too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.